glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Romans chapter 8. Verse 18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed to us." In other words, you ain't seen nothing yet. I love that. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 18. My looky here, it is Friday. How about that, friend? I pray that you had a good week. Here we are wrapping things up here. It's, of course, this Friday, March 15th, 2019. I am Joey Kroll. Welcome to Mark and Friends today. And next week, are you ready? I think it's Wednesday officially, the first day of spring. That just makes me want to do the happy dance yet again on a Friday. I mean, really. So, first day of spring is next week. I believe it's on Wednesday. That's exciting. That is for sure. Hey, have you had a chance to pick up your March edition of Prime Life Times? I sure hope so. I'll tell you what, this month I wrote a great article this month about dealing with disappointment in life. So I just encourage you to pick up your copy, the March edition of Prime Life Times. There's a huge distribution list. You can get it all over the area. Just take a look at the entire list of where you can pick up your copy, or you can even read your copy online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And some great articles this month talking about March Madness. Also, a history of Irish music as well. So lots of great articles in this month's edition of Prime Life Times. More details at primelifetimes.com. And coming up on Sunday night, April the 7th, Huntley Brown will be in concert. World-renowned pianist, just does a fantastic job. He's going to be in concert with the Singing Men of GNN on Sunday night, April the 7th. At 7 p.m. at First Methodist in Urbana. It's a free will offering for general open seating, but if you really want to sit up close and meet and mingle with Huntley Brown, take advantage of the $25 Artist Circle reserve seating. That is going on. More details by calling 217-367-7777. Also, speaking of great concerts, Ivan Parker coming back Saturday night, June 8th, 7 p.m., also at First Methodist in Urbana. Same setup as well, free open seating with a free will offering and $25 artist reserve seating as well. That's Saturday night, June 8th, 7 p.m. Also, we're getting ready for a trip to Washington, D.C., 6-day, 5-night trip to Washington, D.C. We're entitling it Our American Heritage, and that whole trip includes a visit to the Museum of the Bible as well. Take a look at our website for all the details that you need to know on those events and more at greatnewsradio.org. And I'll tell you what, Satan is a liar. Satan just loves to bring up the past. Satan loves just to bring up the dirt and grime of the things that we've struggled with or tend to struggle with today and throw it in our face. And today I want us to take a look at the Word of God as we talk about false guilt. Coming up right after this on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, clouds that sail in heaven along. Oh, praise him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
That the entire nation watched in stunned silence as the Space Shuttle Challenger abruptly exploded 73 seconds after its launch. You may remember that. And it was a terrible day for our nation. It was a terrible day for the friends and family of the seven members on board who lost their lives, but it was also a horrific day for a gentleman by the name of Bob Ebeling. See, Bob was an engineer that helped supply the space shuttle's solid rocket boosters. And years after the disaster, it was learned that the Challenger was doomed by a failed rubber seal called the O-ring. And Bob was fully aware of the ring's potential failure and tried to get NASA to take him seriously to wait for warmer weather. Instead, he was overruled. And in fact, I was reading an article that came out last year that how he still feels responsible for the deaths of those on board 3 decades later. And in that interview, he said, "I wish I could have done more." And he went on to say that he would never be able to put away his feelings of sorrow and guilt. Wow. For 3 decades carrying that. You know, friend, the fact is many people are chased by guilt, and guilt is eating them alive. They don't know what to do with it. And many Christians come to church Sunday after Sunday, sing hymns, give money, attend classes, underline their Bibles, but do not have the freedom they ought to have in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, there's a saying, "He is not free who drags his chains with him." And guilt can leave us feeling depressed, paralyzed, chained in regret, shackled in remorse, cuffed in shame, and enslaved
with anguish. So if you have your Bible, I encourage you to turn to Zechariah chapter 3, the Old Testament book, Zechariah chapter 3. I know not many people tend to go to the book of Zechariah. It's not like a Matthew or Romans or anything, but it's still inspired by the Word of God. And Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire?' Now Joshua was standing before the angel clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Remove the filthy garments from him.' And to him he said, 'Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord was standing by." Guilt. Guilt. You know, Zechariah here has a vision. It's a heavenly courtroom. And the high priest Joshua is standing before the angel of the Lord, and then there's Satan resisting him. Verse 1 says, "Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him." And Joshua, even though he's a religious man, is laden with guilt. God Almighty, the justice, sitting upon the bench, and Satan is the prosecuting attorney pointing out Joshua's sin. And in fact, he seems to have a good case against Joshua because he's wearing dirty clothes. It says, "Now Joshua was standing before the angel of the Lord, clothed with filthy garments." Wearing filthy clothes. I want us to understand that his clothes are really filthy. That is, his sin is real. And like every one of us here today listening, our sin is real too. Our garments are filthy and we need to be cleaned up. And this picture, this passage represents us, because we too stand guilty before Almighty God apart from Jesus Christ. And like Joshua, we have an adversary too. His name is Satan, and he is real. And he works to accuse us, to point out our sins, point out our failures. He wants us to be eaten up with guilt and to condemn us before the face of God. See, while Satan is the prosecuting attorney, friend, Jesus is our defense attorney. 1 John 2:1 says, "My little children, I am writing you these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." Zechariah 3:3, it says, "Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Remove the filthy garments from him.' And to him he said, 'Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments." We see here where Joshua's filthy robes are replaced with clean ones. Isn't that a beautiful passage? And not only that, he does something else too. He rebukes Satan. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2 says, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, O Satan.'" The Lord rebuked Satan. In other words, sit down, shut up, right? See, not only does Jesus rebuke the accuser, but he takes away our sin and cleanses us. Not only does he defend us, but he restores us. He restores us. And when we confess our sin, guess what? The Bible says that when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Isn't that a great passage? But here's the problem. While we are forgiven children of God, Satan still accuses us of past sins that have already been forgiven. Satan brings up our past. Satan brings up the things we used to do. Satan brings up our past sins. Satan brings up our old lifestyle. Satan is constantly accusing you. Constantly he is accusing you before God, and he is accusing you to your face. And he is pointing the finger of accusation to your face. He wants you and I to be chained to guilt, chained to shame, chained to our sin. I'll tell you what, there are times before I get up and I teach or I preach at church that before I'm getting up, there's a thought that passes my mind of who I used to be, just to discourage me, just to leave me frozen where I am. That's called false guilt. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there's an encouraging passage today for the children of God, for those who are saved and redeemed by Jesus. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Satan says, look at your sin, but God says, no, you look at my son. Little boy was visiting his grandparents and was given his first slingshot. And he practiced in the woods. He practiced and practiced, but could never hit his target. So he came back to grandma's backyard, and he saw her pet duck. And being a little boy, he had a brilliant idea. So he took aim at that pet duck, and he let it fly, and he hit it right on, and the duck died. And the boy panicked, so he did what any of us would do. We try to hide the dead duck somewhere, and he hid it under actually a woodpile, and only to look up and see his sister watching Sally. Sally seen it all, but she said nothing. And after lunch, Grandma said, Sally, let's wash some dishes. But Sally said, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen today. Didn't you, Johnny? Oh, those sisters, I'll tell you. And she whispered to him, remember the duck. So Johnny did the dishes. And later, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help me make supper. And Sally smiled and said, that's all taken care of. Johnny told me he wants to do it. And she whispered, remember the duck. See, Fred, I don't know what your past sin is. I don't know what that one sin that the enemy keeps throwing in your face, but I want you to know today that you were forgiven at the exact second. At the exact second you confessed it. God says, as far as the east is from the west, I will remember your sin no more. They are buried into the sea of forgetfulness. Friend, don't remember the duck, remember the forgiveness today.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I want held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. And tried human, the word became flesh, bore my sin and death. Now you're risen, and everything I once held dear, I can't. Cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong. my knees, Lord, I lay me down, and rid me of myself, I belong to you, oh, lead me, lead me, lead me to the cross, where your love poured out, bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down, and rid me of myself, I belong to you, oh, lead me, lead me to the cross. Oh,
oh my, what a beautiful song. His name is Daniel Kirkley, and Lead Me to the Cross. Thanks for letting me join you on this Friday. This is Mark and friends here on Great News Radio. Joey at greatnewsradio.org is my email. Love to connect with you. Don't forget this weekend, tune in to Sunday Worship. It's a program that really prepares your heart and your mind on Jesus on a Sunday morning. How about that? So be sure to tune in to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. In the meantime, friend, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.